Mishud Aleph. Ve'ilu lignai, the following people were shamed and they were certainly not praised for their actions concerning the Beit HaMikdash. Number one, Shelbis Garmu, the family of Garmu, Lerotzul Olamil HaMais Lechem HaPonim, did not want to teach anybody about how they would process the Lechem HaPonim, the 12 loaves of bread, which were placed on the Shulchan once a week on Shabbos, and the bread, when they took it out of the Shulchan, was very easily broken. It would very easily crumble or not remain whole, and they had a special way to make sure that this wouldn't happen. They claimed that if they would teach people about how to do this, it would come to a stage where everybody knew how to, and it might lead to somebody using this method when serving Avodah Zarah. So they claimed that in order to prevent that happening, they wanted to keep this knowledge to themselves. So based on Avtinos, the family of Avtinos, the Ratzul Lamed Al-Maisak Teres, didn't want to teach about how they processed the Ktores, the spices which are used for the incense. There was one special herb which they added to all of the spices which made sure that the smoke would rise in a straight line upwards. But they didn't want to reveal which type of herb this was. Again, they claimed it was for the same reason, so that it wouldn't end up being used for Avodah Zarah. Ultimately, we see that they were shamed for it, because perhaps this was not necessarily true, that that was their reason for keeping it to themselves. Hugas ben Levi, who was in charge of the singing by the Leviim in the Beis HaMikdash, Hoyodea Perek Bashir, which literally means he knew a chapter in singing, and it means that he knew a special, unique method of singing where he would put his thumb into his mouth and produce incredible sounds. Although this was an incredible honor to the Beis HaMikdash, the fact that he kept it to himself was not considered praiseworthy. He didn't want to teach it. Ben Kamtzar did not want to teach other people about how he wrote Hashem's name. He had a method in which he would place four pens in between his five fingers, and he would write Hashem's name at one go. All four letters in one go. This way there wouldn't be a moment where only half of Hashem's name was written, especially after the first two letters are written, which was already considered sort of Hashem's name, Ka, a Yud and a Hey, and then when you write the Vav after that, for that moment you're sort of getting rid of Hashem's name, until you write the final letter Hey after the Yud and the Hey and the Vav. So he had a method to write Hashem's name all in one go, but since he didn't want to teach it to other people, that was considered a disgrace. Al Rishonim, about the first people mentioned in the previous Mishnah, Nehemiah the Pasuk says, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the memory of a Tzadik is for a blessing, that his memory is blessed. Well, Elu, but about these people who we mentioned in this Mishnah, Nehemiah, the Pasuk says, V'shem Yishraim Yirkov, and the name of wicked people will rot.